Today is Wednesday, the 15th of April, in the season of Easter. The community of Teze sing Blibet here, stay with me, remain here with me, watch and pray. As you take this time in your day, notice how life is for you now. Perhaps you are working on the front line, or with little work possible to do at this time. Bring these changes in life and their effects on you before God. Lovingly present them in every moment of your day. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Clopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are! and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures.
The encounters with the risen Christ continue. Today we have the story of the road to Emmaus. Jesus is alongside the disciples both as they travel and when they reach their destination. As they journey together, Jesus enables them to make sense of the challenging and confusing events that have recently happened to them and others. Notice how Jesus encourages the disciples to tell the story of what's happened. Why do you think he does that? Which parts of your story do you want Jesus to help you make sense of? Speak to him about them now. Stay with us, the disciples said to Jesus, even before they recognized him. Over the last few weeks, we have found ourselves in a situation needing us to stay where we are. Wherever you are today, Jesus stays with you too. Become aware of his presence with you. Notice what it stirs in you. The Emmaus encounter with Jesus continues. As you listen to what happens next, imagine yourself sitting at the table with the disciples and Jesus.
As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us. That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
The disciples recognize Jesus when he takes, blesses, and breaks bread. These are the same actions that happen at every celebration of the Eucharist. Though you may not have been able to receive communion physically for some time, give thanks to Jesus that you can be in spiritual communion with him. Allow his love to burn into your heart as he stays with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.